Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Well, this series,
it's been everything we thought it might be.
Pomerantz deals. Fly ball left center. Crow Armstrong is on the move. He's running out of room. It's gone! William Contreras gives the Brewers a 1-0 lead. No, we're not nameless. We're not
faceless. We will go for greatness. Middle of the order coming up for the Cubs. The 1-0.
Fly ball right center. That is trouble. Back is Perkins, and it is gone. Into the Cubs bullpen, a solo homer for Seiya Suzuki.
A drive out to left. It is back. Half at the track at the wall. Bye, bye, baseball! Long live Andrew Vaughn!
And Terang, a fly ball to center. Crow Armstrong's back at the track. It is gone! Bryce Terang, an October moment, gives the Brewers insurance here in the seventh.
No, we're not nameless, we're not faceless, we were born for greatness.
Patrick trying to send the Brewers to the bottom of the seventh with a 2-1 lead, the 1-2 pitch.
Swing and a miss! He struck him out! Chased a cutter off the plate away. Chad Patrick retires all five he faces tonight.
Uribe deals to Carson Kelly. Swing and a bouncer to short. Ortiz has it. And the Brewers are going to the championship series. They take 3 of 5 from the Chicago Cubs. And the Brewers have a date with the Dodgers.
We find ways to win. Like sometimes we win with little ball, they say. Sometimes we pitch great. Sometimes we hit homers.
The city of Milwaukee is on fire tonight.
And now they get another chance Monday night against the Dodgers right here.
You better damn believe it. You better damn believe it.
No, we're not nameless. We're not faceless. We were born for greatness. It doesn't matter.
A great day to be alive on this Monday. It's Kyle Bruston Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust alongside the boys in their jerseys. Got my sweatshirt. Nice cozy. Kyle Wallace and Brad Northman, fellas.
Listen, I'm excited. Saturday.
I hope so.
Saturday was fantastic. I was on pins and needles. I ain't gonna lie. I was sitting down between the couch, kind of quiet there. I was walking around. I was dipping my pepper. I cut up some peppers and was eating them with some dip. Very unhealthy.
Pepper.
Peppers. I just cut some red pepper.
Why is that unhealthy?
Because you know ranch. Dip. Y'all know how I get down with the ranch. The dip
to pepper ratio is probably 50-50 of each bite.
Had to douse it in. I was. But you know what I also was doing? Yeah! Because I was celebrating my Milwaukee Brewers winning a playoff series, but also going to the NLCS for the first time.
You're a tough one to figure out.
Who, me?
Yeah, because you are such a passionate individual.
Yeah.
I saw a video of you celebrating the final out.
Yes, sir.
Was that exaggerated in any capacity?
No way.
You can ask Ben. No way. I've told you, I get yelled at by my entire life. I have been yelled at by
Remember?
My loved ones.
Kyle,
yeah,
I know.
Kyle's parents.
But I wanted to know if he was playing it up a little
do
bit.
Do you recall? Do you recall?
No, I just said you're a hard one to figure out
because you're
so passionate.
No, not at all.
The Kenny Clark draft pick? That was the same energy we got.
Oh, that's right.
Do y'all recall?
Kenny Clark!
Remember when we blocked the field goal? I didn't even know it was being recorded. Blocked the field goal, and I got up and I ran out like I was just about to run on the field, like I won a damn championship or something. I can't help it. I love my sports teams, and the Brewers made me so happy on Saturday.
I'm so glad the Brewers made me happy, too. The only thing that can really cover up a disastrous loss for my beloved Wisconsin Badgers is, of course, the Milwaukee Brewers beating the Craig Council-led Chicago Cubs. First series win since 2018, as Kyle said, and a big date with destiny in the L.A. Dodgers. So every part of that game. See, when the Brewers got the Cubs matchup, I thought I would get a little bit of joy out of beating the Cubs, right? That, you know, you want to give it to the Wrigley fans and all that, but honestly, I didn't even care who it was that we won the series. I thought I was going to love, like, you know, dance down the graves of the Cubs. I could care less.
Speak for yourself.
Right? Joy.
Speak for yourself. Yeah. Flood Hill.
I was filled with so much joy that the Brewers just got their win and moved on. It didn't matter who it was. So it was a great evening. Sets up for a great week.
It didn't feel a little extra special being against not only the Cubs, who we do not like.
You didn't have to ask the question. It was extra special.
Greg Council.
A little extra special.
Our
bags are packed.
Brad's
a former professional athlete. You know, that would take the contract for any money.
Yeah, so that's true.
He sees a little Craig Council in himself.
Not me. Loyalty, baby. This is why, when I said 2 years ago, I ain't taking the money, this is why. Because now he looks stupid while he's laughing to the
He does.
Alex Strofe's running the show. UKBN Nation, as always, 800-990-3776. Liss is more with Carbliss. You can also see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Look, it is, I think the way we did frustrations about game four heading into game five, just about the series, about 30 minutes. I still think there is an opportunity here to celebrate what they did on Saturday and what this whole series was about, because I continue to just think in my head, like, who is the MVP of that series for the Brewers? Because there are a million answers, and I keep coming back to two people specifically in my brain. So if anyone has, like, the answer, I'm willing to hear it, 800-990-3776, because I do want to spend some time at least remembering the journey to get here, and then we head towards this journey tonight, which is absolutely insane that last time we were talking to each other was gearing up for a Saturday night, and then it felt like I blinked and we're here, and a 7 o'clock first pitch, 7:08, will be here before we know it.
Yeah, it's easy for me. When I think about who the MVP of this series was, yes, William Contreras played great. Jackson Chourio had his moments as well. But there's one guy that pops out to me, Andrew Vaughn. And the reason why I say Andrew Vaughn is the journey of him getting here, but then in the most clutch moment to put the Milwaukee Brewers up in this game. It's tied 1-1. But here comes a guy, Andrew Vaughn, that not anybody in this room even thought about in March or April. We didn't think about Andrew Vaughn, but now he's playing the hero for the Milwaukee Brewers, hitting multiple home runs in this series, but in that clutch moment to be able to put the Brewers up 2-1 and our pitching staff able to protect that lead. Shout out to Bryce Harang for, you know, padding on to that. But that was a huge moment in Game 5. When you expected it to be guys like Jackson Chourio, when you expected it to be guys like Christian Yelich, it was a guy, Andrew Vaughn, who based off this season, this is what he's done. He's been big in big moments. He's hit well for this team. So for me, Andrew Vaughn is the series MVP because he came up biggest when you needed him.
I'm in between two, and Matt on the Carbliss Talking text line has one of my two. We'll see if Brad goes with one of my two.
Yeah, maybe this is one of your two. William Contreras, he is for me. I mean, you talk about a guy that, let's talk about from the plate, right? Hits two home runs, has a 983 OPS, and just a guy that in the clutch moments, he had his best going on. I mean, we needed Chourio, Yelich, Contreras, Vaughn. We needed our big bats to stick up and be able to actually, you know, produce some runs. Not everybody rose to that occasion, but William Contreras was one of them that did. But not only at the plate, guys, you know, from the guys on the mound, the revolving doors of starting pitchers, and you go from these lengthy bullpen games, and even in Game 5 when you put up Miz and Chad Patrick, who do you think is the guy that's helping dictate the flow of the pitch count? Whose thing's calming everybody down? You throw two rookies up there to take up that many innings and be able to go through all the different pitchers. William Contreras, the steadying force of the various pitchers you throw out there for the different needs of the ballgame. So to me, offensively and defensively, he has been the thread that has been able to be the heartbeat of this team. So to me, it's William Contreras. He's going to need to keep that going against the Dodgers if they're going to go to the World Series.
I had Wild Bill, and I also had Chad Patrick. I mean, what Chad Patrick did in the moments that he was brought in, Aaron Ashby gets you two on. He did get the first out before Chad Patrick came in, but he pitched in four games and was absolutely electric from a guy. Again, you mentioned the who sort of factor, like could you imagine if I told you that Andrew Vaughn and Jacob Mizorowski and Chad Patrick
will be starring
the day after or the weekend after we're talking about beating the Cubs in the NLCS, that these are the names, not Jackson Chourio, not Christian Yelich. We're talking about Chad Patrick, Andrew Vaughn, and again on the Carbliss Talking text line, 800-990-3776, Liss is more, the Miz. The Miz just went under the radar.
He stepped up
because what he did in game two, but more importantly, getting through four innings in game five
was incredible,
considering he gave up the bomb right away.
And y'all know, and I text y'all, I was mad. I didn't want him in a situation where we did not have any type of cushion. I wanted a cushion. And he came in here, he did that. I was mad, but he shut me up quick.
Let's go to Levi and Stevens Point. I won't have you on hold for 82 minutes this time. We'll get to you right away. Levi, what's going on? You're on with Kyle Bruston Ortman.
Yo, what is up, fellas? I'm glad I'm not waiting 82 minutes last week. Anyway, but can you hear me?
Yes, oh, yeah. I'm just waiting for a Brewers or something.
Oh, yeah, and I kind of feel a little weird, Doctor, when I was saying, yeah, and you kind of cut me off last week, Benny, too, when I was trying to say about the Brewers. But anyway, by the way, nice haircut, Ben, if I'm not mistaken. Nice on YouTube.
Thank you, Levi. What do you got for us,
Levi,
man?
You got to get straight to the point, baby. Let's celebrate.
All right. I'll be quick because I know it's clock management better than Jason Woolley, but I still love Woolley. But anyway. Oh, he might hear that tomorrow, Woolley.
Oh, my God,
okay.
Levi, just say it, damn it.
Oh, okay, Ben. Settle down, man. Here I go. Let's go, Brewers, and beat those evil Dodgers out in six. Let's go!
There it is.
Okay, there it is.
I mean, it took us 5 minutes, but we got this. Taking Jason Woolley out while I'm doing that.
The spray of observations from Levi was just...
Let's keep it rolling here. Josh and Kenosha, what do you got here on the Carbis Talking text line?
Hey, fellas, I know you're feeling wonderful after that. Hey.
Hell yeah.
No hard feelings here. It was a great series. You guys earned it. You deserved it. As I trolled Strofe and Joshy on Saturday, Mizorowski or Vaughn probably for me as the MVP. Mm. Mizorowski was lights out for four innings game five. He was great in game two. Vaughn with a couple monster home runs.
No doubt, man. They came
through
when needed.
Resentment from some Cubs fans.
Both,
a good chunk of us are going to support the Brewers. I am. My dad is. Can't stand the Dodgers. Beat L.A. Beat L.A.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aaron Ashby's going to get the nod as the opener.
Oh.
I know.
I'm a little nervous about that.
A little nervous.
Look.
He was nervous game five. He's been shaky.
I heard some people say his name should be Aaron Aspie.
That's what I was thinking.
I heard some people say that. It wasn't me that said that, but I did hear some
Who
people
said
say that.
That?
Aaron Aspie.
I was sitting
it.
Down in between the couch because I was nervous, and I was thinking, listen, Aaron Aspie, I'm going to call you Aaron Aspie the way you pitching right now in game five. It's had me nervous.
Real quick. Let's go to Nate in Orlando, Florida on the Carbless Talking text line. You're with Kyle Bruston Ortman. Nate, you're up.
Is this me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry about that. I don't know how I missed you guys. So this is my deal. I have a little bit of a plea to, you know, Brewers fans, to Wisconsin sports fans. I hear so much negativity about things that I just don't understand. So obviously the Brewers take games one and two. There seemed to be some expectation we're just going to sweep the Cubs out. You know, Wrigley being one of the toughest places on the road to play. And it's really, you know, a David and Goliath series, just like this one versus the Dodgers is going to be. You know, difference being Cubs only spend double what the Brewers spend instead of 3x what the Brewers spend like the Dodgers do. And my thing is just, okay, so the Brewers go on a 14-game win streak in August. They don't have a lot to play for the rest of the year. And I just heard so many people be so negative about the Brewers basically playing 500 baseball after that 14-game win streak. Like, it was unbelievable. I'm like, these guys, you know, they're going to still win the most games in baseball. They did. They did their job. They get the one seed. And then that leads them to obviously win this series against the Cubs because, you know, nobody won on the road. You know, home field was what did it for them. So I absolutely believe they can beat the Dodgers. But if they don't and something comes up, it's a great season. The Dodgers spend three times what the Brewers spend.
So hang on, Nate. Sport. You're saying to be positive and then – look, already looking and finding the excuses for if they lose. Like, I'm just not there right now.
No, I'm so tired of everyone.
I know that they are 3x and they defer money for. Like, I get it all, but why are we? I've seen this from Sam Decker on Twitter. I don't know why we're building in
like, too much of this, like, they are bigger, where Dave, like the Brewers are the best team in baseball, and Pat Murphy's leading this team, and I'm ready to drag the Dodgers into a seven-game series of war. Of war with Pat Murphy. Drag them to the deep end. Who cares what their payroll is? Your team is good. You earned the opportunity, like he just said. He said a lot of good things, but I don't know why we're doing like the whole like woe is me right now before this series is
they
even started.
They are the defending World Series champions.
That's great.
They're very good. But
we know they're great.
But the Brewers are great.
But we have to act like the best team in baseball, and you just got out of a series, and you haven't done that in forever, and that doesn't mean you stop. There are bigger things to go ahead here. Yes, do they have a bigger payroll and more bats to, so to speak, that have more power? Is it going to be a challenge? Absolutely. Are you the favorites? No. But that has been the story of the entire year. Even when the Brewers were number one, they still were number one on the TV for highlights. So just keep doing what you're doing. This is. I don't want to build in the, well, they have a 3X payroll to our 1X. Yeah, they do. I get that. But they're also playing at home and have an opportunity to show how great they are again.
Yeah, I mean, the Brewers are the best team in baseball. They have been all year. And when it comes to a payroll, listen, that helps you with roster building, but you got to play the actual game. You know what I mean? Like, you there are upsets all the time, and you look at this team, and I think the Brewers are better off when they are underdogs. I've loved the ability of the Brewers to work their way up to the best team in baseball with the underdog mentality. I think they're just fine as the favorite, but I think they're at their best when the world is against them, thinking that the Dodgers are going to be this, you know, this gift from heaven. I think the Brewers are well situated to go in and move the momentum they took from the Cubs series and surprise the world in L.A. L.A., these are guys that are sort of, I'm not going to say diva-esque, but you're right, they're the defending world champions from last year. It would be so easy to overlook the Brewers. That's exactly where you want them.
And Ben Russ, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, we're all going to be here till 5 o'clock together. We got a lot to get to because the opener has been named and Aaron Ashby starting for the Brewers today. Who does it mean follows? I don't know. We all thought it was going to be Priester in game two.
And Pat, we trust.
And that didn't happen. So
why are they starting Ashby?
We'll get to that in a second.
Pat, we trust.
We will get to that in a second because I'm not going to lie. My phone's blown up. I'm sure Strofe and all of us and YouTube are asking. The text line is asking. So let's just get to that right away. Let's get to the fact that Aaron Ashby is opening for this Brewers team. And what does it mean today? And a whole lot more to get to on Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
Do you think?
I'd say
no.
I just want one quick thing here, Strofe, before we get out here. I'd say I think I want less positivity and more confidence. I think that's what I want moving forward. Next.
Now you're going to break? Didn't even give me time to fix it. What are you doing back there?
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
Well, the dance floor specifically. I'm still sore, man. I dance my booty off.
Well, you don't have muscles.
You don't have a booty, so I don't know how you dance that. You asked your back off. Your back.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Stomp your feet, clap your hands. You're part of the team sitting in the stands. Come see what's
Victory Monday is brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza with delicious brands like Palermo's, Connie's Urban Pie, and Screamin' Sicilian. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find it in your local grocer's freezer. This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin, UKBN Nation, at 800-990-3776 or on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Strofe's running the show. For those who missed it, Aaron Ashby's the opener for the Brewers today. Who's to follow? Go ahead, guess, because we all thought we had it figured out. Wow. We were wrong.
Yeah. And
I think it's still safe to assume it's Priester. But
is it safe to assume that?
No, but it's not safe to assume.
Priester hasn't.
I can't imagine doing a bullpen game one.
Quintana.
Because Quintana pitched three innings on Wednesday of last week. He's full go, and he looked good. In his three innings, 12 batters, no runs. All 12 were first pitch strikes. And so I keep rolling this through my head. And ultimately, this is a seven-game series now. So there is a little bit of we got to just let it play out. But if we're all going to be honest with each other, this isn't the most confident I'm feeling about someone going out there. I know he has the stuff, but he was using a lot of high leverage spots in 4 games out of 5 games in the Cubs Brewers series. And I get it. Otani lefty, Freeman lefty. They have Muncy. Like, they got a lot of lefties early in that lineup. But I don't know. I would have liked to have gone Priester or Quintana, but I don't make the decisions around here.
Yeah, I mean, my one visceral memory of Aaron Ashby, which doesn't spell necessarily positivity, was when we did over under, me and Ben, and we tried to figure out who had the most K's, mostly Ben, midway through the season. And the one suggestion I had, Aaron Ashby, off the list. And since then, I think about the stable of these pitchers. I'm just wondering, man, game one, really going to start with Aaron Ashby? I guess even if you are going to roll into Priester or Quintana, why don't you just start there? Like why set it's, up a guy that's not even your best reliever?
Because if you're going to go Priester, you want the lefty to start because of the lefty matchup. Yes, that's the goal, and he has the stuff to do so. He's got a high velocity fastball, and like it's just all about command for him. It's about command, and they used him a lot in that last series.
Heck yeah, they did. 4.2 innings pitched, a lot of walks.
If I would have said, hey, I'm going to see Aaron Ashby in some of the sphincter tightening moments of the Cubs Brewers series, I'd be like, huh? No, I don't. I think they'll probably have others that they would have out there. But Chad Patrick cleaned up the mess on Saturday that Aaron Ashby left. But there can be no mess to clean up right now.
No.
Because you're in a situation where you did have more, you know, guys go, and they are a little bit deeper at the starting position. In terms of the staff that they have,
a little, huh?
A little. Again, I'm positive and confident that they're going to grind, scrap, and claw all 9 innings of every single game they get an opportunity.
Yeah, because that's
who
they've
been. But scrapping and clawing is going to be a little bit tougher with what you got.
Yeah, no, again, I'm trusting in Pat Murphy. I'm not going to trust my mind. I'm going to trust in what Pat Murphy decides to do, because Pat Murphy, for the 2 years he has been a manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, he has pulled all the right strings, from taking over a team that basically was abandoned by the former manager Craig Counsell, and to take that team to the playoffs, winning the NL Central again, and then coming back this year after an 0-4 start to get this team to where they're at with all the multiple 8-plus game winning streaks. I'm trusting all the moves that Pat Murphy is going to make. Now, I'm right there with you, Ben, and Brad. I'm a little skeptical because of the fact that he's walked a lot of guys. He hasn't had a lot of strikeouts, and it just seems like in the pressure situations, right, he just has not been at his best. But Pat Murphy obviously believes in him, sees something in him, and believes he's the best guy to go out there to be our opener tonight. So I'm going to trust in Pat Murphy, but more importantly, I'm going to trust in the baseball team that has been consistent throughout this year, that has showed us that they're going to play great defense, they're going to grind it out, as Ben said, and they're going to find a way to scratch and crawl, get some runs, and try to find a way to win. The bullpen was phenomenal. So regardless of how people started, the bullpen finished strong each and every game, minus when Robert Gosser came in there. But other than that, the Brewers have been consistent, so I'm going to trust in what Pat Murphy is doing, and trust in who this team believes in and as themselves.
Well, and the reality is that the Brewers should be confident. They shouldn't have any fear of this team. I know that when they beat them and swept them 6-0 throughout the regular season, Dodgers were dealing with some injuries for sure. But the reality is a lot of injuries. But I remember even a Clayton Kershaw saying before the game, talking about, you know, Jacob Mizrowski, say, who? Who is this guy?
That's true.
And after the game, saying, okay,
pretty good.
Now I'm aware of who this guy is. I think this Brewer team should operate with confidence. And I'm guessing that the Dodgers, they got a little bit of a bone to pick with these Brewers after being swept with them all season. So Pat Murphy, he knows these guys. He doesn't even just know the analytics. He knows their personalities. It's the one thing that I feel like Pat Murphy has, maybe more so than Craig Counsell. He makes connections with these guys. He knows what spots they can handle. And maybe Quinn Priester, maybe he needs to have a couple innings in, maybe even just one inning in, to get over the, you know, the hauntings of his time at Wrigley Field.
Well,
so
that is home. That is where he grew up. That was a big spot in which I still, revisionist history, would have pitched him in game two despite the lead, and then having him available again, it all worked out. But now an opportunity to get Quinn Priester out there at home. I trust Quintana more in game three out in LA than I do Quinn Priester. So I think it's safe to assume right now, safe, but it's probably not, that Ashby opens.
Only thing I will say is this: Pat Murphy, you're the manager, do what you want, but I really want Quinn Priester. If he's going to pitch in this series, I want to be at the friendly
confines of American family feel amongst the home team, because what I saw on the road there, not saying he can't bounce back, but I want to put him in the best position as possible, and it seems like he can thrive off that energy to bounce back.
But no disrespect to the LA Dodgers and their home fans, I wouldn't consider it one of the more intimidating places to play.
Hell no!
So I mean,
any sporting event in LA.
So, still so I, this road isn't Wrigley, game, this though. Isn't, I don't know
Is
the name of the stadium
Boston
the Phillies
or
play.
Philly?
Yeah, I have less fear of a truly hostile environment. American Family Field, compared to whatever the heck the name of their LA Dodger Stadium is, it's gonna be.
Is it still just Dodger Stadium?
Dodger Stadium?
I'm pretty sure.
You know, everybody has a little naming rights deal now. They change the names of all these places.
It's going to be sleepy compared
to AmFam. It's just Dodger Stadium.
Oh, my goodness. Vanilla. So, you know what? I feel a little bit better about that, actually.
Sure.
They got a good enough team that it doesn't really matter.
To say LA fans who might whoop your ass on the way out is that they're calm. I wouldn't.
Bro, it's yuppity, high money. Like
I guess in the playoffs,
more you get in the playoffs, the more people just buy their tickets because they have money.
I guess that's probably. I'm just saying
they're not diehards. They're like, oh,
they're
I'm
not
just,
rowdy.
Like I'm gonna bring my three kids and be like, yay! And they don't know what's going on. Dad, can I have a cup full of nachos?
Yeah, I'm just saying, I've seen enough about, you know, I'm pretty sure somebody got really beat up outside.
All right, you're getting too fixated on one damn thing.
What?
The Dodgers environment is not going to Philly or New York or Boston.
Brawl between Angels and Dodgers fans in 2025 inside of, that's Angel Stadium, but still in LA. I'm just saying.
Sometimes the Dodgers and Giants fans also get into it. That's just different, though. That's not hostile environment.
I guess I'm just, Quinn Priester, I want him at home. I don't want him at home.
We digress.
That's what we were saying.
I don't want none of that smoke out there.
Ask Peter Priester. Everyone else should be available. And I'm just going to get to this right away coming up next. We're going to move Wheel of Strofe. This is how you win the series. I'll tell you exactly how you win the series. And it is going to be tough. But again, what they do to start these two games at home are going to be critical for the long term as you head out to the vaunted Dodger Stadium that Kyle's talking about. Let's go quickly to Diana McGuanago. You're on the Carbless Talk and Text line with KBN.
I just got one thing to say. Brewers!
That a girl, Dirty D. We appreciate
that. Well done,
Dirty
Diana.
D. To win this series, it's going to come down to one very specific thing. I will tell you what it is next, and I want to know if you agree or disagree.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I'm a tool. My name is Ben Bruston. I'm a tool.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm just a stranger. Tonight, we're going to be at American Family Field, folks. Cool. Bringing in a little playoff baseball, and you know the only way to do that is with an ice cold Carbless in my hand. That's right, Brewers baseball, American Family Field, little playoff vibes, and an ice cold Carbless. It just all goes together. But if you can't be at the game like me, if you are, come by and say hello. I'll be able the one with the Carbless in my hand. If you're not, pick up a pack of Carbless from your local grocer and experience the joy that Carbless gives you. I'm talking about no carbs, no sugars, no gluten, 100 calories, just a little bit of carbonation to make it oh so refreshing, but that doesn't upset the tummy, and there's flavors for everybody. Night like tonight, maybe a little bit of margarita, maybe a little classic cocktail. Man, there's so many different directions where you can go. I know I'm going to be getting my roster all set up from inside American Family Field. So drink like a champion, drink like a Milwaukee Brewer, enjoy a Carbless, because this is more with Carbless.
Kyle Bruston-Ortman with you, KBN Nation at 800-990-3776 or at the YouTube pages of at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Strophy's running the show. And as we turn the page from obviously a thrilling Saturday night of the NLDS, it is the Brewers-Dodgers. Did I say CS?
You had it right.
Brewers-Dodgers NLCS now. So here's the way I'm looking at this. Because I've been obviously seeing Dodgers in 5, Dodgers in 6, this and that. Potawatomi Sportsbook Series prices, which they're not biased, they're just telling you what the data says, would say that the Brewers are underdogs in the series. That's great. And it's going to be a tough task. Let's be honest. Like, it is. They're a good team. They're the reigning champions, but the Brewers had a great run this year and are continuing that by getting to the championship series that they deserve to get to based off of the regular season, giving them home field advantage, which did pay.
I think, a big part of the NLDS.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what I think I had said prior to the series was, I feel really good about five. Seven games worries me a little bit. Because the way that you need to attack is flipping the script of what happened to you and try it forcing on the Dodgers. The Dodgers have one weakness. It is a bad bullpen. They act great starters. They do. Blake Snell, he's been there before. Yamamoto was amazing last year. They don't give him any run support. He's still really, really, really good. Top five, six pitcher in the National League. Tyler Glass now. Really good pitcher. Not to mention, Shohei Ohtani has been ramping up all season long, and you can utilize him when you
pitch
need
well
him.
In playoffs this year.
You know what the Brewers had happen to them that really made this a little more uncomfortable than it needed to be, potentially, was the Priester game. The Priester game at American Family Field, when you got a guy who then goes one inning and you bring in Quintana, it just messes everything up. In a seven-game series where you're going Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that's five games in 6 days. Is the math mathing?
I mean, it'll be tough, especially if we don't have those starters.
Yeah. Is that five games in 6 days?
That is five games in 6 days.
If the Brewers get in a spot in which Priester, Quintana, and you're then throwing your long relievers out there, like, they can't get in a spot where you're doing that in seven games against the Dodgers. But to the contrary, if you can get some of these starters out early for the Dodgers, that's the key for me. The key is, how can the Brewers do what they've done all season by being relentless at the plate? How can they work every pitcher that their pitch count gets high so that they have to bring that bullpen in? And can the Brewers win if somebody... Absolutely. I'm just saying, it will make me so much more confident if these bats are able to eat up and work the count and get those timely hits, get those full counts,
like they
work the
do.
Pitch count,
yeah.
Like they've done all year. That's what
two out hits.
This is a possibility. I'm not saying something that they can't do. I'm just saying if they can accomplish that against these starters and get to the Dodgers bullpen, then I'm watching these games feeling a little bit better. But if the Dodgers are beating up the Brewers early in these games and they're playing catch up on the back end, that worries me. So I'm looking at Pat Murphy's nine guys who go up to bat every single at-bat to make it hell. We talked about it. What was the worst part all year for a pitcher facing the Brewers? There was no breaks. Yeah. And it didn't matter who was the guy because they don't have the home run power, but they're going to have the discipline. Joey Ortiz got benched after he got a grand slam because he didn't have the discipline Pat Murphy needed from him. Every guy needs to have discipline to make sure that the Dodgers have to go to their weakness, because the Brewers can't fall behind like they did from a pitching standpoint against the Cubs, against a more just ridiculous line. It just is. Their lineup is.
Money pays for ridiculous.
Agree, disagree.
I agree. That's very well put, Ben. And to add just another wrinkle to that same idea, I think there's a level of inevitability that the Dodgers are going to score runs. I mean, it's just, I get that this Brewers staff has been really impressive. And when you see Miz and you see Chad Patrick and Peralta, when you see these guys really put a lid on opposing batting lineups, I think it's commendable. But the reality is, this is one of the most vaunted batting lineups in all of major leagues. And when you got Ohtani and Betts and Freeman and Hernandez, I mean, you just got guys that can just slug. I don't think you're going to be able to keep this a low-scoring game more often than not. So not only do the bats need to get after the Dodgers pitchers to fatigue them and get into the bullpen where they have more weakness, I think you got to do it just to keep up, because I love our pitching staff, but these guys are just so good. They're going to put up runs. They're going to hit home runs. So you have to have your guys. You have to have Yelich and Churio and Vaughn and Contreras. You have to have guys that are your studs, your horses, they got to keep up with the horses of the Dodgers, and that's a tall task. I'm saying that knowing that these are perennial all-stars, sometimes even future Hall of Famers we're talking about. But you have to have your studs show up, because we didn't really see Yelich show up consistently. We didn't see, necessarily – we had Vaughn have his spots, Contreras have his spots, but not guys where it's like, okay, I'm striking fear into the opposing pitcher. Our horses need to keep up with their horses, because runs will be scored.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with everything, but I want to just clear up this misconception that we have about the Dodgers being this vaunted team. They are a vaunted team, but guess what? The Brewers were a more vaunted team this year, and it showed when they played each other. I don't care who was missing. But on top of that, they showed with the record. The Milwaukee Brewers, Brad, you just talked about how, the Dodgers are going to score runs. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But guess what we saw in Game 1 and Game 2 of this series against the Cubs? What the
runs.
They were able to score runs. But then on top of that, we saw in Game 5, the Brewers were able to do what? Timely hitting as well. So overall, the Milwaukee Brewers had the third most runs in baseball this year. Yeah, it was behind the Dodgers, but they were still top three. But then on top of that, the Brewers had one of the best staff, the ERAs, bullpens in baseball this past year. So as Ben was talking about, if we can get into this bullpen of the Dodgers, which is their sore spot, right? If we can get into that bullpen that blew 40-plus saves this year, that provides the Brewers with an opportunity. But they need
40-plus saves?
Not 40. I got the number wrong here. They blew over to say. Now it was 96 situational issues that they had in baseball, in the sense where they
situational issues.
Yeah. But
very
again,
well said.
But again, my big point is this: with
40
Milwaukee,
saves. Dang!
But my big point is this, is that the Milwaukee Brewers need to be what Craig Counsell said. Remember Craig Counsell said that team is aggressive on the base pass. We want to be a little bit more like them. The Milwaukee Brewers got to be more aggressive on the base pass. It shouldn't be until Caleb Durbin stole a base in Game 5, I think it was their first stolen base. I want to see these guys on the base pass running. I want to see these guys applying pressure. I want to make them make their defense have to make those quick decisions, like Dansby Swanson ended up making that mistake.
I want to stay with you for a second there, because I think you're right. The difference being is they didn't need to steal bases in Game 1 and Game 2. When you needed them in those moments in 3 and 4, they didn't come through. They didn't have that timely hitting. They didn't have they battled. But when you have Jackson Chourio Game 3 against the Cubs on second base with no outs, they didn't, do the things you were doing and, making it tough and putting the pressure on. Game 5... there was a little bit more of that. Now, obviously, it was still just three home runs, and you saw it. But your blueprint of making them stress goes into getting to the starters, making them think, are they going to steal? That's part of the mental warfare that the Brewers have done all year that they need to bring in this seven-game series. They got to find a way, no matter what, to get on base and keep the pressure on these starters so they're getting out of their zone and you're making them live in your world.
27 blown saves.
Still a lot. That's still a lot of blown saves.
Look at my numbers wrong.
I was going to say 40 has to be a record. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbus Talk and text line, and I'm trying to keep up as best I can on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Very quickly, what I would like to do with a former Badger football alum on our show, and as a Badger fan that I am, that's hard to be a fan right now, is address the fact that 37-0, I don't care if it's the eighth string quarterback, is never acceptable at Camp Randall, and this is how far we've come. Next. But first, Kyle Wallace is going to tell us about American Family Insurance.
Oh, yes, y'all know I love to tell y'all about American Family Insurance, because life's better with a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance. That's because they're always there to protect your dreams. Listen, from whether you're hosting a party at your house or whether you're having a family reunion or you're having some type of gathering, you have an opportunity to protect your dreams with American Family Insurance. Whether you're doing a road trip, guess what? You can be protected with American Family Insurance. Simply go to AmFam.com. That's AmFam.com today for your opportunity to either find an agent near you or get a quote instantly online. That's AmFam.com. Insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
You know Italian. What do you mean?
You know Italian.
You do know Italian.
Oh, you know Italian. Yeah, he's right.
Oui, oui.
That's French.
But you had gelato.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Jumping. Hold up. Three, two, one, let's go now.
It is a Victory Monday and is brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza, with delicious brands like Palermo's, Connie's, Urban Pie, and Scraidman's Sicilian. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer. We'll have Jason Wilde at 3:15 and talk a little Packers. Definitely going to get back to the Brewers after a quick little pit stop. And then we'll get back on the road driving to American Family Field here on the show. Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin with you. KBN Nation at 800-990-3776 and on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Potawatomi Sportsbook had Iowa -3.5.
Wait. Help me.
Help me.
That means they were projected to win, but only by 3 points.
Three or 4 points, yes.
Greg Scalzo and I were at the game, and we had discussed like if we had time to stop by, and we didn't. We were going to bet the mortgage.
On Iowa?
Yeah.
I saw ESPN Madison, everybody's selections and picks.
That's right. Good thing we didn't stop by because local college sports aren't there.
But listen,
regardless, I would have done it offshore or whatever. I'd be like, hey, I'll lay the money.
It was well worth it. That I'll be smiling because the Badgers game didn't bother me. Not well, that's a lie. It bothered me because it was so ridiculous. I didn't let it ruin my weekend, but it was so ridiculous. I saw some folks from our teammates from ESPN Madison and their predictions for that game, and I said, "What are they over there? What drugs are they doing out there in Madison?" What drugs are they doing? The number of them that picked the Badgers to win. I was just appalled by that. I couldn't believe.
Jesse Nelson was leading the way.
Matt Hamilton, Badgers win. Miley Brown, Badgers win. Jesse Nelson, Badgers win. Pablo Iglesias, Badgers win. Riley out, Badgers win. But the most egregious stuff is even people like Brad Nortman only had Iowa win about 10.
I can only go so far to step on my Wisconsin Badgers.
I'm not going to get on you for that.
Yeah.
This isn't about what's in the water of ESPN Madison. This is about losing 37 to freaking nothing.
But I think the thing that's so gut-wrenching about it is, who's surprised? Is anybody surprised?
No.
I'm disappointed.
At least last year, when Iowa steamrolled the Badgers
42-10,
I felt way more pain from that one than I do this.
I did too. And that means that you're dead inside, Ben.
Dude, I'm dead too. Did I say 3 weeks ago? I was like, they've broken me.
Yep.
I am broken.
Yep. I myself am dead inside as well. At least the Brewers got the win on Saturday night. But what we saw on Saturday at Camp Randall came to no surprises anybody. And even like I'm looking at guys that are among the good players on the team. Christian Allegro is the linebacker. He said after the game, quote, "I feel like we don't really have an identity. You see that on the field? We don't have an identity. It's such a weird feeling. It's like we have no grip on these games." He's been here since 2023, the entire time of Luke Fickell. It's year three. No identity, no toughness, no life, no culture. I don't know how much more we need to see before everybody, without any votes, say we have to burn it all down, because that's where I'm at. I tried to remain hopeful. I tried to wonder, well, maybe just a little bit more time. I'm beyond that. You have to burn it all down from when Coach Fickell arrived to the promises that he was giving us. Remember, he was saying that what we've been doing in the past of 8, 9, 10 wins, of being in that tier for the Big Ten, that's not good enough. We're here to compete for championships. It's all about championships. That promise to where we are now, it's the greatest disappointment of my sports career. And with a team that I love the most, Wisconsin Badgers are top of the list of teams that I love the most. So it's painful. It's embarrassing. There is no way forward except by burning it all down.
You know what's more painful, guys?
What is that?
Seeing 18 million promos on CBS.
Oh, the Badgers take Madison. Look away.
Ohio State comes to town in Madison, Wisconsin. And
the thing is, too, Kyle and I were just talking about this on air. Talk about Nebraska, ranked for the first time in a decade. Matt Rhule was hired at the same time that Luke Fickell was. Look at Illinois, Indiana. Don't tell me that coaches don't affect NIL, because between Bielema and Cignetti injected culture and winning, and the NIL dollars follow.
Oh, and by the way, Luke Altmaier, the quarterback of Illinois, had offers to go play elsewhere for more money.
Kept him home.
And he liked the coach and the culture, and was also still going to make a lot of money, but you can't convince guys to take less money to come to Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's just
I don't know how you convince him to give money. Yeah,
that's the thing. We're not asking. We're at this point. We're not asking to be in the playoffs. We're not asking. We're asking to compete and actually maybe beat Iowa.
We're the belt to ask now. Everyone gives us that.
That's what it is. That's what we are. We're the cupcake. They're walking all over us. But the worst thing about all this, about the fact that we got shut out at home by Nebraska for the first time in like forever. Excuse me, Iowa.
Same thing
is the fact that every single time we get smoked, I see the same thing from Luke Fickle.
I'm in a fight.
I've been in this situation. I don't know. You know, this is a low.
This week he said I'm in a fight.
This is a low. Mm-hmm. We got to figure these things out. Remember they was doing push-ups for how many points that was scored?
42.
Yeah.
Do 47 next year.
What in the hell did them push-ups do?
Or 37.
They didn't do anything. So this is just a debacle. And here's the problem. You can't fight. What's the point of firing them? I mean, at this point, you can't. Maybe at the end of the season, you should. But at this point, you just let it happen.
You'd get ahead. You'd get ahead.
You
want to
get there's Penn State just fired Franklin. His $49 million buyout.
Who come here? Who?
Well, there's a lot Madison offers. The problem is the program has now gone from like, hey, we're good. We're trying to get to great.
Ain't nobody leaving to come to Wisconsin midseason, brother. I'm telling you, you can fight going because I'm sure the buyout ass up. What date does the buyout get off of $25 million? That's what I want to know. At what point is it
through next year? You want another year with him, Kyle?
Well, somebody, listen, Ben, Brad, y'all alums, y'all need to pony up. We can't keep going
listen,
down this route.
I didn't write the contract.
Hell, but you still a supporter. I'm a supporter.
They have money. No, to do it.
Well, it needs to be done.
They have a rainy day fund.
It needs to be done.
And they can move it around and make it happen, or they can just continue to sit.
Who hired them? Who hired them?
You know.
I'm just saying, that was a big decision. And sometimes when you make big decisions like this, you go wrong. I can't trust him to hire somebody else. This was a disaster.
There needs to be chancellor buy-in to athletic director, to coach, all in line with what the next vision is. Otherwise, we're just going to be the laughing stock.
I don't know. They said the launch, and they were going to invest his money and doing all this with the practice facility. All this just to get these type of results. You could have kept Paul Chris for this.
You would get better results with Paul Chris.
We'll be 500. We'll still be a 500 team. This is we have hit beyond. Like, we're beyond rock bottom. How do we get better?
You need a complete reset.
I'm not here to solve that. I just wanted to get the 10-minute pit stop frustration out because there's too many great things.
We're pathetic.
Yeah, I don't
even feel
at
college football. They used to blame it. Oh, it was Phil Longo's fault. Let's bring in Jeff Grant. He'll fix it. And we didn't score a point.
Yeah, we're worse. We're worse.
All these quarterbacks. We done had, seven quarterbacks starting in the last three seasons? Three this year? Come on, man.
Can't control injuries, but I would say I don't care if it's the fifth string.
If you get an offensive line,
you find a way to score a point.
Yeah.
Not a point against Iowa.
And it's like a not even great Iowa team.
No,
they're an average Iowa team.
Just like we talked about Michigan last week. We said, Michigan wasn't that good. And Michigan went and lost to USC.
Yep.
We suck. We're not even competitive. We ain't going to beat our actual real football team this year. That's a damn thing. Put us in the damn Conference USA or put us in
MAC?
No. The MAC.
No.
Put us in the MAC.
Stop that.
We might as well be in the MAC.
We're hardly beating MAC teams.
Exactly. You might as well be a MAC team. We are a MAC team. And we know what? We knew this was going to happen. This is not
relegation.
Not a shot at any of the kids that transferred
in. The Chris McIntosh team?
Yeah, basically. No shot at these young kids fighting their behinds off. I respect y'all. But when you getting kids from FCS, Division III, from HBCs,
what
do you think? Exactly. They're trying to sell me. I told y'all in the spring. I said, wait a minute.
We all knew. We're like, wait, guys, the Grambling State guy just committed.
Yeah, again, shout out to Grambling State. I love Grambling State. Shout out to HBCUs. But I'm telling, I don't want to see them coming from there. All right? I want to see Miami. They good. You know what they did? They said, your cornerback you got there. Come here. You're pretty talented. We're going to take you. They stealing from us.
Can I just say one more thing? When the retro uniforms came out, I was kind of like, ooh, those are fire. But then you see the product and you're reminded that's from the 70s and 80s when the Badgers god awful. And basically the team that embodied the 70s and 80s, in retrospect, it was probably a bad decision. Probably a bad decision to bring those uniforms back.
Oh, my gosh. We suck.
800-990-3776. I don't know why you just realized that. I told you, why don't any of these kids stay?
But, I mean, this is just bad. I mean, Iowa. Did anybody think we're going to lose 37-0 to Iowa?
I didn't think it was going to be that bad. I thought we were going to lose. That was
at what point
would you think that anything would change from
37?
It was 42-7 last year. Remind yourself,
dude. What?
It's already lower than it was last year. So why would you expect anything different?
Oh my gosh!
You got to rethink what's going on in that.
There's
mind
a chance
over there.
That after this weekend we play Ohio State, we could be outscored 100-0.
In one
game, they just score 63. What
it's
is that,
only
27
and a half. Iowa came in here and won 37-0, and it's 27.5. I think I want to lay the 27.
I would still bet Ohio State.
He has no control over this team. He talks and they just like, all right, bro, when my check cashing?
We're back in 2 minutes. Brewers are more important than us getting our blood pressure up. But quickly, John in Milwaukee.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Did we look at the schedule with the Badgers? They're not going to win a game. And like Kyle said, nobody's going to come in to take over this season. And you can't have your next administration live through the losses this year. So you go out and you hire Mike McCarthy. No. And you bring in people like Tausch and Brian Bulaga, or I can't think of the guy that was at the Browns, and you make the Wisconsin Badgers a developmental team.
No. You just ask them for money. Well, I don't want them on the sidelines.
I'll coach special teams.
Right.
If we're going to do like a media, you know. No.
The media coach team?
No. Actually, I have a better idea. We should just start the campaign for Brad to be the interim head coach.
No.
Hell no.
Why not?
You want him getting his butt whooped like that?
Have mercy.
No, y'all just need to shut up and open y'all pocketbooks.
Don't yell at John for a theory.
That's a terrible theory.
There's no good answers, Kyle.
Dude,
it can't be all money because then it goes back to being transactional.
But I want it to be transactional.
The way that we do these watch parties, Strofe, on YouTube, like we're going to be doing tonight for the Brewers.
Do not suggest it.
We usually hand timeouts out. I think might have to have a timeout for Kyle right now.
He probably did.
Five minute timeout.
I'm gone. Because, Brad, you don't want to be trans. Hell yeah! Who wants the most money? I don't give a damn if you care about the W. I want to win.
5 minute timeout, Kyle. We're back in 2 minutes.